Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live, thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.
Oh, yeah. We're on.
True. Welcome to the studio, Troy Kingy. You've been in here for about 45 minutes now, but we may as well start fresh.
Might as well start doing it, eh?
Man of the hour. What a day. Big day.
Yeah, it's been busy, but getting the word out to the people.
How does this compare to all the other releases so far?
Busier. it's been good, man. Been getting so much good responses today. So just spent most of the day just messaging people back on Instagram. Everyone's digging it, man.
We just opened the show with Shake That Skinny Ass, which is strangely sort of the title of an earlier record.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason behind that?
Do you know the story behind Freddie Caesar?
No.
Well, okay, let's just give you a little brief
Please.
Background
behind That's the name of this current record.
This one that came out today, The Ghost of Freddie Caesar.
There you go.
We got to go to some dark places. So,
That's
all right. So my dad, back in 2005, he was travelling from Rotorua to Auckland. And he used to always travel at night because he hated traffic. And he didn't make his destination. So we freaked out. He just went missing. So we went scouring the road trying to see if he had gone off. I don't know if you know the Mamaku's on this side of Rotorua, but it's always quite misty if you go through there at night.
Yeah,
it's quite a scary little spot. So we went checking there and seeing if anyone had driven off into the ridges down there. Then checked all the roads around, the other roads going to Taupo and stuff, and nothing. And that was 15 years ago, and it's still nothing. He hasn't been found ever since, completely vanished.
Shit, you're right, that is heavy.
So it's a bit heavy for those that are just cruising home and wanting to just relax, but I'm sorry about that. But anyway, that's where this album begins, was a couple of years after that when my mum had some of his stuff. They broke up when I was super young, 3 or 4. So she was holding this box of stuff for nearly 20 years in her garage. She's like, might as well take this. And that's where I was going rummaging through the stuff, and I come across this cassette with the name Freddie Caesar on it, like a mixtape just written on this cassette, not knowing what it was. On the back of it had, I think, song titles that ended up being the song titles on this one. Anyway, I put it in, finally listened to it. I don't think I remembered the songs, but there was this strange nostalgic feeling that I'd heard these songs before when I was super young.
Wow.
And so I kind of just gravitated towards it, and I just listened to it a lot. And I think it was a bit of therapy just to write the lyrics down, just getting real deep into this album. And that was that. Fast forward 5 years, I was moving house and I come across the notebook with these lyrics that I wrote. I was like, oh shit, that Freddie Caesar tape.
That was a trip.
So I start looking for this tape, can't find it, turn my house upside down and I can't find this tape. And so I'm just like, all right, sweet, that's all good. And then forget about that and then move forward another few years until I come up with this idea to do 10 albums in 10 years and 10 different genres. And this happens to be one of the things I want to do, is a covers album of this cassette that I lost as a kind of connection back to my dad, ode back to my dad. So I'm like, cool, Freddie Caesar, let's try and find these songs. So you start Googling this guy, and nothing comes up at all,
which is rare for Google.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you know, you start talking to your mates, especially the ones that are real deep on this like 70s vibe, asking if they know who this guy is. No one knows anything about this guy.
Pre-internet tunes, eh?
Yeah, so I still decide to go through with doing this album. So all I've got is this notebook, which I still have, of lyrics that aren't even completely filled out, because it was, I remember clapping and stuff like that, so it was like this live album.
Right.
So I can't even decipher most of the lyrics. And using those lyrics as I don't know, to kind of trigger what the arrangements were or what the music is supposed to be. And so I've had to fill up a lot of those gaps with my own lyrics, the ones that I hadn't written down, and even trying to figure out bridges and whole songs even.
How do you get into younger you head? Is there a method to that?
It's hard, man. Yeah. Like, I had some massive battles with myself.
Far out.
There's some real hardcore horn lines in here that I feel like were in the songs, but who knows, because it's me against myself.
That's so strange. Yeah.
So yeah, it's hard to know where Freddie Caesar stops and I begin. But that's what this is. That's why, hence the ghost of Freddie Caesar.
Do you think you might have someone come forward at some point after listening to this album and go, hey,
I'd love that.
This is what you're looking for.
Yeah, I would love that.
BFM listenership might be the place.
Surely there's someone out there.
It's just out today on all the streaming platforms and vinyl.
Mm-hmm. And Caesar's spelt C-E-S-A-R, so if anyone knows anything at all, feel free to come forward. I don't mind if I get sued.
At me.
If Freddie Caesar comes out of the shadows, he can have all the money. He can have all the smoke. I just wanna know that I ain't going crazy.
Quickly, take us through the recording process of the record.
I suppose, like all the other ones, you have a little rehearsal of your band. Mainly, I like to start with my drums and bass and me on guitar, and we don't spend that much time on it. A couple of hours, just going through, getting a general vibe, and then we hit the studio normally the next day and spend 2 to 3 days max.
So you don't like to overplay your stuff?
No.
Okay, cool.
I don't like to do, we like to do it live, get full takes, don't like to cut it up too much. And we don't like to do more than 3 takes, because the first, the second one, you're still figuring it out. Second one, you're getting a right. bit better. Third one, you know it, but you're still a bit scared. You're on the edge and you don't want to be the one who stuffs it up and makes it. You have to go back to the start again. Yeah. So that kind of energy and magic kind of,
man,
you feel it in the music, and then once you get to 4 or 5, you kind of know it too well, and you lose some of that spark, I reckon. And then, so you get that, get the bones, and then you add everything on after that.
Where did you cut this record?
Same place. I did the last two, which was Red Room, which initially was in Helensville, but they just recently moved to Puhoi above the tunnel there.
Cool.
Straight above the tunnel. It's an old church that's been converted into a studio up there.
Man.
Yeah.
And last night you were out in Piha with the Avondale Bowling Club crew.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of last minute. Tom Scott's been out there the last week working on his new album. Had Maratike out there. I think he had Holly Smith out there.
Jeez.
Julian Dine on drums. JY, Christoph Altruento, engineering, so pretty mean crew out there. I just rocked out after my big day doing media, and we got stuck straight into it. Jumped in on a song. I walked in and heard a song that was just one of the buzziest songs I've heard in a long time, and was excited. Jumped straight on it and ended up on another couple tunes after that. So we just jammed, really.
Sweet. Sounds like fun.
Mm. Real good fun.
Plans for the summer? Are you going out on the road to support this?
You've got to be busy.
We got a few gigs next month. In Auckland, we're playing at Hollywood. I think the day after Avondale Bowling Club, actually.
Sweet.
20...
Have you played in that room before?
24th. I've never played there
have
before.
Have you been in to them?
Last time I was there was the cast screening of Hunt for the Water People.
Oh, yeah.
Would have been the last time I was there, but it's nice.
It's a good room.
Nice little vibe in there.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great.
Good old theatre.
Summer festivals? Going to do any of the, are you ticking off any of the big ones?
Yeah, we've got...
Are you allowed to say?
The only one that's confirmed, well, properly, that where they've put out the posters is Splore, but there's quite a few others, but it's all COVID depending.
And will you play the record that you're on? Is that how it goes down?
Yeah, there's one that I'm doing, Cuba Dupa, which got cancelled this year. So they really want me to play the Holy Colony album. So that's cool to be able to play specific albums.
It's rad that people can book you like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's mint.
So that's kind of how we're pitching it to festivals. Like, do you want Zygotron, Troy?
That's fucking tactile, want, man. Like, yeah, I've got a whole pantry here. What do you need?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to do drum and bass soon also. Northern Bees.
Do the band take much to like warm up for or work into an album, or are you pretty much ready to go?
Is anyone mad about this whole situation in the band? They're like, fuck, you're an idiot, I can't be bothered, this is crazy, bro, but nah. I'm gonna do it because I love you, man.
Nah, because it's only a short while, you know.
You just kind of, it's like a month, a little intensive process. Yeah,
well, with them, like Marika, she was on for 2 days and they had her stuff done. She's always excited.
Like, I'm imagining assembling the crew's kind of like that scene in Armageddon where Bruce Willis has to go get everyone to fix that oil rig or some shit
to go mine the meteor.
Someone's like gambling and shit. Who's the
someone's
loosest one to like,
the
who's the loosest one in the band to sort of nail down?
Oh shit.
Can't say yourself either, it doesn't count.
It's a pretty good crew. We do have the naughtiest ones in my crew are the girls, the young ones, that I got on last year. They're the hardcore party animals. But
you gotta have it. You gotta
they're
have
pretty
it.
Reliable though, and it's good having that youth in there, keeping you young with what they're listening to and stuff like that. But yeah, they gotta be the naughty ones in the band.
Film out next week as well.
Yeah,
hey. You're like busy. You're everywhere at the moment.
You're doing DAC related stuff. That's definitely our
zone. That was completely not what it was. I didn't know that that was coming out. We were just putting the album out today, and it happens to be dropping on Monday. This movie that I done.
Yeah.
It's called Toke, and we filmed it. We finished filming down in the Coromandel back in October last year. So
was it feature length?
Yeah, but it's one of those TV movies, you know. So basically the premise is there's these three characters who work in a kiwi fruit orchard, and one of them, myself, ends up creating this new strain of skunky weed, and and then this big like cartel gets wind of it, and they want some action, and they want to corner the market and take us out. So that's kind of the premise of it. But
can you tell us what the weed's called?
It's called Black Monk. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you that, but now there's an exclusive. It's Black Monk.
Someone's
my
right now just rebranding their deck. Should we look? I've been eyeing this tailor behind you for a minute now, and it would be reminiscent of us to not ask you to have a strum on the guitar, please, Troy. Actually,
let's do
you
it.
Have to desatchel.
I do have to desatchel.
That's okay.
And maybe
D headphone.
Have you had to play today at all? Are we the only one?
No, I did do one, eh? I've done one.
Fair enough.
13th floor, we done 13th floor.
Oh, that's a good spot. It's good, Great room, eh, that room?
Shit, he's got a lot of records in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, it's quite impressive.
How many did he say? 10,000?
And his friend in the States has 20,000 that he wants to give to Marty as well. So
that's got to be just hectic and shipping.
Did Marty
expensive shipping?
That's container, right?
Did Marty say what his favorite was? Is he like, this is my number one?
No, but he was showing me this album that he recorded with, man, all these mad funk dudes in the 80s. I don't know, is he a muso or was he the engineer? I don't know what he did, but
yeah, old dudes, they just did a bit of everything.
Yeah, he's a special dude, man.
Okay. Get rid of that little situation over there, and we're like Transformers in here. Perfect.
Is this good? She want me to bring that closer to me?
Perfect.
And I can bring this over here. Oh, there we go. Is this good for you? Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
It's good!
About to disembark, this woman's left a mark I can't see. The fruit from the trees, Lord, somebody
broken. Call on me. Open skies. I'm looking straight out to commotions that are helping my hyper.
Troy Kingy, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you didn't know. Hey, that would be weird, but what track was that, by the way?
That is Caught in the Rain. Brilliant. But you want to listen to it with the strings and shit.
Oh, I can imagine, actually. Sounds exotic.
Tell us a bit about the guitar. Does that have a story how it came into your possession?
Playing it? Or just this one?
That one there.
That is borrowed by my friend because I don't have an acoustic in Auckland.
So okay. Acoustics and friends are for
it. You don't want to travel with acoustics, my friend, unless you've got a really special one, and I don't.
You were actually saying you were kind of chucking down the guitar when you were stepping out on the road, which is a bit of a new thing for you.
Yeah, I have. So when we do tour this album, I've got a guitarist coming in, and I'm stepping away. Yeah, I'm going to be doing that Anchorman thing, Ron Burgundy. What do I do with my hands? I'm not a dancing character. I'm one of those dudes that are at a party that's sitting at the back, not even sitting, standing there holding his beer and just like rocking, not dancing. I'm one of those guys. So it's scary, but it's
I mean, you're making dancing music.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. So you gotta go into it wholeheartedly.
Mm. I'm sure you can draw on the energy from the crowd. Yeah. Summon.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of videos that I'm going to regret. And then I'm going to be tagged in.
Sweet. Hey, Troy, thanks so much for coming up, mate.
Oh, and, my pleasure.
You're obviously just doing fantastic work, going from strength to strength. I think my earliest memory of Troy Kingi is watching, like, Māori TV. Like, there would just be fucking constant you with a guitar and someone singing like a Waiata, and it was just beautiful as shit, man. It was like... Do you ever just go back to Māori TV and do that sort of stuff? Or
man,
just for kicks? Because those are great, man. All that stuff.
Yeah, I was becoming the Māori TV dude. There was like one week where I was on 7 different shows.
Yeah, but
like,
you were nailing.
I need to pull back a bit on the old MTV.
That was great, man. Really liked it. Do you ever collab with some of the people that you were doing it with then? It seems like just an endless talent pool.
You know? There's the Māori artists in the New Zealand music industry. There's like Rob Ruha, Rhea Hoare, Maisie Rika, Seth Hapu. We're really close. I'm actually shooting to Wellington to jump on Rob's album tomorrow. So we're constantly, you know, just catching up or just seeing what each other's up to and just whatever. Jump on each other's stuff.
Good stuff. One of my favourite AM stations is 1179 Aki. And that just seems to be like heaps of Māori funk and like.
Is that Auckland? I don't know.
Yeah, it is. I think it's Auckland. But there's no ads or anything. It's just like constant jam after jam. I'm like, what the fuck are these people? Like, it's like amazing. And it's so obviously all New Zealand as well. It's just wicked.
Yeah, man. Well, I'll have to check that one out.
It's brilliant. That was some speech about that radio station, guys.
Hey, thank you, Troy. Man. I mean, just before you go, would you be kind enough to give us a voice ID? We've got a great one in the system, but we might as well get a fresh one.
Kia ora, Troy Kingi here, and you've been listening to 95 BFM, baby!
Ow! Hey, by the way, somebody wants a Desert Road Grifter, Stoner Rock, like Caius.
Drifter or Grifter?
Oh, no, it's got Grifter, you're right. Stoner Desert Rock, like Caius. That actually would be quite a zone for you.
Well, Queens of the Stone Ages is my all-time favorite.
You said you've
already
got another record in the bag, though, right? Mm-hmm. That's freaky, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. Awesome. We're blessed. Thanks, bro.
Choice, brother.
Take it easy.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Parrot Dog Beer.